I'm choking on the coffee.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society. One cup at a time. Coffee with R.W.
Un cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. I greatly appreciate you guys clicking on this and listening. Yours truly, Ralph William. Thank you guys, and I hope you guys have a great new year and great rest of your lives, pretty much. I know I've been away from the podcast for a while, and I just want to say we all need some time to, you know, reflect. Do something different or step back and, rethink things in. So for that, that's what I did. And now it's a new year. This is one thing that I don't understand. Not that I don't understand, but I don't know if this is something that we should even do, right? Because we know how everybody, including myself, has a New Year's resolution or try to create New Year's resolutions, but they fall on the wayside, right? Nobody ever finishes it. and that goes for using New Year's as a starting point, right? As a beginning over point, right? I don't know if that has the same effect as having, if it's considered the same thing as having a, New Year's resolution, right? I want to use this as a way to rejuvenate, you know, my passions, get into a set of habits, regaining my health because I let my health deteriorate over the past year. And it's really a way to kickstart a new life, right? I'm a little older, I'm probably not that wise, but either way, I'm trying to use this as an excuse or as a stepping stone to get to, you know, to get to a better place, right? Because as much as I want to be happy, and I am grateful for the things that I have, I'm very grateful, and everybody should. I know the world and situations don't seem very good at the moment, but you have to be grateful for the things that you do have and be grateful for things that you don't have, right? There's a lot of people out there that are struggling, and we wish that we had a lot of money. We wish that we were successful, we wish that we had, you know, a lot of things. But when you look into it and see some people that at least give out the illusion that they have these, you know, they're having their problems as well, right? So be grateful that, for me, I'm grateful that I may not have a typical life like a lot of people who are married, have the whole house, has the job, right? Lives the quote unquote American dream, right? Or just a good dream, right? If you're listening to this overseas, the American dream, and some of you might have already had the American dream. You've lived your life, you've done it, and now that you might be either not working or is switching on to something else, I mean, do you balance it out? Like, which one would you rather have? But anyway, my main point is, even though I don't have those things, right, is that I am grateful, because at least I can be grateful that I have a simplified life, simplified, you know, I don't need a lot of, I don't need a lot of different extravagant things to be happy, right? The only thing that I need to be happy is to be content with who I am and where I'm at in life. And these are the things that I'm constantly working on, right? I want to say I'm content where I'm at. Or not even content, I mean being happy where I'm at. But not to the point where I won't want to grow, right? Because I want to get better. So I know this is a lot of long fluff talk, but I figure I feel like I need to do this. There's going to be a lot of changes, or at least I'm going to attempt to do some changing with the podcast, with my internet radio station, things like that, because it is a new year. So you might get new drops, new commercials, new, you know, things that I might talk about. And just to bring a new, fresh perspective on things. So I want to say thank you for those who have still followed me through my journey, and who know me personally, and those who are learning to know me. I want to say thank you for being a part of this journey that I'm in. I'm going to try to grow and be better every day. And I hope that you take this journey along with me, and chime in from time to time. Let me know how things are going. So on that, I'm going to go on to my first commercial break. And this is straight off the cuff. Please check me out on Patreon. Check out WESN on Patreon. My WESN is my internet radio station, which I want to grow as a passion project for me. I know there's a lot of them out there. I feel like mine is a unique perspective, you know, and I hope that you would help support that endeavor by joining and being a patron. If you go click the link below of this podcast, you can join several different tiers. You know, if you know of Patreon, then you are familiar with it. Of course, every different tier you get different perks, you get different things. And of course, the higher the tier, the more access you have to myself and the station. And it's a win-win. You get to know behind the scenes projects. You get to see behind the scenes in the creativity, or, you know, however lacking creativity. And also you get to know that you're helping keep this passion of mine going, and that is really a way for myself to give back to you and have that connection with you, because this is not possible without you. And I want to say thank you for those who have supported myself and WESN. Thank you very much. So I would like for you to click on the link below and join and be a patron, and however tier you may, you know, you see, and we'll get the ball rolling. You get exclusive podcasts, you get personal podcasts, talking about my personal life and getting to know me a little bit more, whether you want to or not. I feel like I can be more open behind that wall, because, you know, you don't want all your dirty little secrets out there in mainstream land, right? And you only want certain people to know. And of course, if you support, then you will get to know me on a personal level. So anyway, thank you very much, and I hope to see you guys there. So what is to come for the new year? I hope happier news. I usually want to try and keep the podcast themed based, right, with current events. I might dabble in, you know, other things like comedy, maybe a review of a show or a movie or things like that, just to lighten up. I might bring in a guest here and there just to change it up. I've done current events and daily news podcasts, and I will still continue doing that, but maybe not as an everyday thing, because it has been not, I don't want to say toxic, right? But it becomes overbearing, not only for people listening, but also to myself. And there are plenty of other great podcasters out there that you can get that daily dose of content. I want to do it when it comes to like a theme, tying things together, reintroducing concepts that I feel are important for people who are younger, and also those who are in my age range to really pay attention to. People know my stance against communism and socialism, so I might introduce those, those issues in other shows, maybe give examples of it and things like that. I do want to address this, that I do feel like the United States, at least the concept of the United States, right, is a good concept to be behind. Now, I know a lot of people hate religion and might hate religion, Christianity or Catholic or however you want to say, because of the way it's been portrayed. And I like to address the United States to be the same as religion. I feel like the underlying foundation of religion, at least my religion, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus Christ, I want to make that apparent. The underlying foundation, I believe, is true, is good. It's not a bad thing to be behind. But I am aware that men, people, are the ones that make it bad and really deteriorate the concept, the foundation of it. And I know America is good. I know America has done a lot of bad things around the world and in history. But like I said, those were done by individuals and people. But I still have an abundant admiration for the underlying foundation of this country. Freedom, prosperity, the freedom to progress and move up in the world. a place where you won't starve, a place where you just can't have anybody take your life without any consequence, a place where you don't do evil things to your elderly, your children, right? Those who are less fortunate, the disabled, your veteran, right? In other countries, you have people getting thrown off buildings and for being a certain way. You have countries where they want to eliminate a class of people. You know, you have people getting getting murdered for or given the death penalty for having pot, right? It's now I know it is hard to have a let everybody do what they want as long as they're not hurting anybody attitude here in the United States. But there has to be certain things that whether you think you're not hurting anybody else, you really are. I can give some examples, but they might be isolated incidents, maybe, and they might not resonate with a lot of people. But as much as I even believed myself that thinking that we are all interconnected, a collectivism mind, you know, like a beehive. At one point, I thought that was a good idea. People should be like that. And then later on, that's when I start to think maybe that old philosophical question, I'm sure, was brought up with Nietzsche and Socrates, Plato. You know, I might have to look that up myself. When you would ask, would you sacrifice one person for the sake of the community? I mean, that is a philosophical question that many people, you know, were quick to answer, either yes or no. But to see that applied in the world and people not really paying attention, and the ones that do pay attention are shunned and thought of as barbaric people. If you sit there and say it's okay to kill a person or kill a certain amount of people in the world because there's just too much of us, then there's some issues that you need to work out, right? I understand people's plight on the environment and the love for the planet, and the love for the planet should oversee the love of human being. I understand that. I kind of believed that before. But there has to be a balance. There has to be a way to keep this planet that we live on happy and safe without sacrificing the lives of those that you feel are unworthy. That is just that might have been the words that a certain person in history has used, and I'm pretty sure they have, justify the killing of people. And people went with it. So as I get involved and embark myself into 2023, these are some of the points that I feel I have a duty to address. I know I'm just a small little voice in a sea of microphones, but I feel like I should be another one, right? Because if every person starts to feel like their voice doesn't matter, and just because they're small and they have a tiny voice, that they shouldn't say anything at all. And then you have hundreds, thousands of people thinking the same thing with that collective mind. Then before you know it, the sound stops and it's silent. And then you have no voice. And the ones you hear are the few. the ones that have power over you, ones that don't have your best interest in heart. So if you have a small voice, you have a voice at all, get your microphone, get your recorder. Speak what you speak. Speak how you feel. Speak what you think. Speak with all your heart. Let them know this is how you are. Let them know this is how you feel. My name is Ralph William. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for more. Remember, stay humble, be hungry, and you'll always be blessed. Thank you.